Hey, nerds. Join us on Discord and hit that subscribe button.
Guys? I'm Olma.
Kellek.
Flynn.
Zika.
Thessaly.
And I'm your DM, Seth. Welcome to Venture Forth. When last we left our heroes, after an intense and pitted battle against the members of the Fatal Reserve, the Agents of Repair emerged victorious and managed to save the lives of the Queen of Ondale, as well as several other members of her closed council. Thessaly walked away from the conflict in no small amount of emotional turmoil, but their time to process was somewhat short-lived as events quickly began to unfold around them and the rest of the agents. The battlefield was set to by various capital staff. You all returned to the parliament chambers, where various staff, guards, and other people flooded in to secure the safety of Queen Isolde and her council members, though the danger has now passed, by all appearances.
A little late.
They were a little late. That's why you guys were there, though. A series of quick decisions were made by the Queen in her effort to return to matters of state, including deputizing the Agents of Repair underneath her, promoting Valeris Thorne to acting general of the Ondalian ground forces, and of course promoting Salix Gwyn to acting commander of the Steamstride Wardens. Your collective attention returned then to the matter that had set many of tonight's events into motion, the news that Addersfeld is currently under attack by Kaldurian military forces. The city you know now is in turmoil, with Kaldurian soldiers clashing with Ondalians in the streets as pockets of resistance rise and fall, and a few strongholds still maintain a foothold within the city, including Ironlight Castle. Learning of your relationship with the Ironlight via way of Flynn, Queen Isolde bid you to depart for Addersfeld in the morning with some additional auxiliary units pulled from the Ondalian military in tow, as well as, from what you know, the First Blade and her fighting force, in an effort to keep the city alive and well until reinforcements can arrive to the aid of the city. You departed the Capitolium and were on your way to the Monarch's residence, where rooms you had been told had been set aside for you, when you were contacted by Salix, telling you that Nisaid Kalb, former High Commander of the Steamstride Wardens, had been found dead in his office. You headed to the Steamstride Landing, where you investigated the crime scene, and thanks to Kellick's keen medical knowledge, discovered that Nisaid's death was not as it had apparently seemed.
Oh, yeah.
And as this revelation was made...
Just a little skull stuff going
just
on.
Just a little weird. And as this revelation was made apparent to Kellick, Olma pulled the final book from the bookcase that she had investigated far earlier.
All of them.
revealing a passageway behind Nisaid's bookcase that opened into a dark passageway.
Yay.
A passageway.
So...
Full of treasure.
Yeah, and nothing bad.
Full of nothing.
Nothing bad or scary.
Fun things.
So as we return to this moment, Kellick, you are behind Nisaid, having completed or recognized, I should say, the nature of the wounds that have afflicted him, and coming to the various conclusions that you did about poison and everything else as the passageway has flown open or slowly opened, and Olma, you see just kind of basically in the rough shape of a doorway just leading into darkness, and that's where we return.
Guys?
Hmm?
Olma?
What'd you do?
What?
I didn't do anything.
Looks like there's a lot of books on the floor. I think you did something.
You're literally holding a book.
There's a passageway, okay?
That's not a safe room.
It looks like a hall, right? Like it looks like a DM.
Passageway, yeah. It's not a room. It's just a hallway that goes into darkness.
Is it somewhat at a decline? An incline?
Yeah, how like cave-like are we talking? Is it still stone pavement or is it like...
It's not, okay, it is not like super rough hewn and cavern-like.
Mm-hmm.
There is definitely an element of it that has been,
man-made.
Man-made, sort of, yeah. But it it looks very intentional as opposed to like a thing that existed. Does that make sense? So yes, yeah. It looks constructed.
Is Salix still here?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's actually standing there with like his arms at his sides, just staring at the passageway.
Incline, decline, straight.
From what you can see, it just goes straight in. You can't see far enough into it to determine an incline or a decline. But yeah, just appears to go straight into the cliff.
As I hobble over, tired, is there any way to tell? Is this like? Has it been here for a long time, or is it relatively new?
Right. Interesting.
I also still have questions about the skull.
But of course. Could get back to that. I presume.
brain. Yeah. What about the brain?
So, as you, Seekers, you walk over and you kind of take a look, trying to ascertain, like, when, you know, on a timeline, when was this made? Mm-hmm. Go ahead and make... think this would be it's going to be your choice of investigation or survival.
Okay.
Thing.
Yeah. what is stone masonry?
And that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Solid.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm at disadvantage right now. So
you almost yeah. Almost certainly.
Yeah.
Well, you took a potion. CP.
I'm down a lot.
But you took a potion.
You were a three, not a two. Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing great.
I'm here.
You're doing great. Yeah.
I'm here. Fighting.
I'm really in character.
Baba.
I am, apparently. Went from great to not so great.
Oh, no.
But you said investigation.
Investigation or survival. I'm trying to think. I don't think there's any other skills that I can think of that would apply to, like, stonework specifically.
So that's an 8. No, 11.
Sorry. 11. As you kind of look to it, it doesn't look super recent.
Okay.
Like you can't see
like dust or powder.
Yeah,
or like...
but there's a little bit of dust. You can see that there are, with that, you can't make out like what they are, but there's disturbances obviously. Like this passage has been used somewhat recently. As far as like the age, yeah, kind of hard to tell.
Doesn't look like this was done like yesterday.
It does, yeah. It doesn't look like it's done yesterday. There's not like rubble in there that would indicate that it's very recent. But as to how long, tough to tell. But there's also no like growths or anything like that. Like nothing that would indicate that it's been here for a really long time.
Doesn't have like that new tunnel smell to it.
New tunnel smell.
Yeah. That's thing we all know about.
Oh man, that new carriage smell. No, it does not. It does not have anything like that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you get a, it's just like dusty. You don't. Strangely enough, there's no like moisture. There's nothing like wet or anything like that
okay.
comes out of there. I would say you notice that, but
all right.
Yeah. And Kellick, we'll come over to you as you're standing over Nasaid.
So, there was a thing in the back of his head, right?
Yeah.
And I sort of
like a circular wound.
Use that to sort of open. Did it come apart easily?
So no,
okay.
No, it didn't. You have seen. I mean, you're a cleric. You would know this.
Mm.
It looked like a wound that was magically healed.
Okay. Mm. This wound in the back of his head. Yeah. Okay.
It looks like a wound that was like magically like.
Mm.
But it's It looks like magic was used to repair the wound itself.
Okay. Okay. And so. Currently, his head is whole, but there is a hole.
Yeah, correct.
and so within that, I can tell that it's hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His like skull is still in there, but there that you see was not repaired. There is just a straight like hole through it.
Right.
Looks kind of. It's not like perfectly circular, but roughly circular.
Okay. I would like to do something really gross.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
I would like to try to begin to remove. I don't know how graphic I want to get here, but remove enough skin to try and assess. I have seen a saw in a mind flayer tube cut open a person's head, and I want to see if there's anything resembling that.
Okay.
If I can find any trace of that kind of wound.
Okay. Let's see. You've seen it.
I've seen the pod. I'm mindful, where the thing came down, got the guy's head open.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So I have some familiarity with what that would look like.
Interesting. Okay. So as you go to work. That's about as much as I'm going to say that.
Yeah, take out my kids. Yeah, I roll out all the gnarly looking sauce.
While it's happening, can I just make sure that Salix is not in the line of, like, keep his attention on me or direct it to the passageway that Olma has opened? Like, I want to move him in a direction that is not like, in view of this.
He, when Kellic, like, starts to do the thing, he kind of, like, he does go to, like, step towards him, but doesn't, like, say anything. And then if you went with your interference, and he just kind of looks at you with like a...
I think your skills are better used over there. Let's go investigate that.
And he just like looks over.
I just squeeze his hand and be like, hey, I'm here with you. I'm right here. You've got me. Okay. So just, while that's happening. I feel like that's not.
He there's no one else who's going to countermand any order. So he is like, he makes the choice to allow that without saying anything.
As much as I can, I will try to put my, like, use my back to conceal what I'm doing try and spare Salix any grief that I can.
But yeah, so you kind of, you turn the chair and like position things and manage to kind of use your body to block what you're doing. So when, because it's very specific, you saw it, it was like a machine that did that?
It was. So so effectively, I saw a humanoid in a pod, pre-seramorphosis.
Right.
And there were different buttons, and one of the buttons...
The $10 word.
Moved us to create the opening through which a tadpole would be...
Gotcha.
Released. Okay. Yeah.
As you peel back the skin and things like that, you do see, you notice that it was not that.
Yeah.
The opening is smaller. It's rougher than a machine would do. It doesn't have that surgical precision to it.
Yeah.
And I will just, like, going from, I think, your 32 medicine roll that we got last time
was. Yeah.
You have seen mind flayers. You have been in their presence. This looks like it was created by a mind flayer's beak. It's like roughly circular, and
So the conclusion I would draw is that a mind flayer ate Nisade's brain.
Yes. Nope.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Okay.
That's so.
Yeah.
Why would a mind flayer eat a brain, though?
That's what they eat.
Right, but don't they try to take over?
Yeah, they do both.
They do both?
Yeah.
It's a little column A, a little column B.
Maybe they did do both.
So, Kellic, you, as you're, like, peeling back, that's the conclusion that you arrive at.
Okay.
You know it wasn't a machine like this, and then also connecting the little bit of blood on the back of the seat.
Yeah.
This happened to him here.
Like, right.
It was right here.
Okay. Okay.
Shit. Mm-hmm. So, and then... Cool. Salix walks over and joins Seeker at the cavern.
Does this... Sorry.
No, go ahead, please.
Does this tunnel remind me of the tunnel under... Stilgay?
The lighthouse.
The lighthouse tower that went down to the big brain. Where we saw... Does it remind me of that? Like, is it...
It's not like... Remind me... That tunnel was pretty large, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And was that tunnel?
But it had various paths and stuff. Like it
branched out.
It branched out. Like one of the ones that we went to branched up towards the lighthouse, but one of them branched a different direction.
Yeah, it was like a mining tunnel that then had extra tunnels dug for the layer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
hard to say in that respect. Like it is just a tunnel.
So it's
a single entry. It's a single point of egress. So it's difficult to say. Unfortunately, it doesn't like ring any bells or architecturally. There's no like architectural markings or anything like that, or anything stylistic about it or design. There's nothing designed about it. Other than that, it does look it definitely looks man-made, does not look natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's the light from the office goes in about 20, 30 feet before it fades, and you can't see. It just looks like one singular tunnel.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
So, Salix, depending on, judging by the way you're looking right now, you didn't know this was here? Right, so this is kind of your office now, so maybe we should go check it out because it's a path that you don't know about.
Whatever gotten to say, we don't want it to get you.
Or anyone else.
But mostly you.
I think I know what gotten to say.
What?
I'm now packing up my tools to try to clean up as best I can to make this a slightly less horrific sight.
Mm-hmm.
I stand up. I think it was a mind flayer.
Oh.
Which might make sense as to why he was acting so strange. I don't know.
Did it...
Well, when it...
Do the thing that they... You know, the...
He's got no brain any longer, and, well... There's a wound. Like a beak might make.
Salix, well, he has to. He leaves the tunnel, and he walks over, and he sees Nasaid, and whatever reaction, like, he doesn't let it.
Right.
And Kelly, you know, that he you heard him talk about, he spent like 4 years on the front lines. He's seen some pretty gnarly shit.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't let it affect him, but he does walk up and he like looks in and kind of inspects what you've done and just kind of double checks everything. And fuck.
What? Have you had any experience with mind flayers in these parts?
Experience? No, I'm familiar with them. At least passingly.
Well, had one visit. We, I mean,
yeah, how does the, we get in
Saddle
here?
Mount, they had they were a regular occurrence. They were, one of them was.
Seems likely they were sort of running things in Saddle Mount, at least to some extent.
They ran things in Saddle Mount. What do you mean?
Well, honestly, it's very confusing to me. Still, there was one that just walked about with the quote unquote.
Cecily interacted with them, right?
In so public?
He accompanied the Codon
strange
Vo.
Me as well.
Remember?
He
would accompany the Codon Vo and they visited Saddle Mount, apparently fairly frequently, according to the mayor when I spoke to the mayor. And then they sort of...
We found a lair beneath Saddle Mount.
Yeah, they were experimenting on people. They were taking their blood and they might have some of mine them. And that's real okay. So,
from what I understand, mind flayers don't serve anyone. Why would they...
That's the opposite of what we've heard.
That's not,
what?
Yeah. We've heard different.
We've heard the opposite. Right. We've heard.
Which, what you're saying is what I was told as a child. Scare me at night, but.
What I understand is they're a scourge.
Yeah, but their big brain was missing.
Oh my gosh.
We had one visit us.
But their big brain was missing, so.
Wait.
Their big brain?
We went to their lair and their big brain was missing.
It's a brain shaped cavity.
Big.
So maybe whoever has that is controlling all of them.
But we know that Codon Vo is supposedly not who he was being manipulated by other.
Do we believe that?
I don't, but he got branded, right? So he was just like a.
What if?
Well, he branded himself to make it impossible to kill him.
We don't.
He said he doesn't remember anything.
It could be an elaborate story.
That's right. He could be lying. But
do you know anything about the Codon Vo?
And it sort of hails from these parts, yeah.
Sorry. <Wow.
laughs> Gotta check Salix's history mod here.
I don't remember him being a decent student, but, you know, maybe he's fine.
One thing also, how fringe are the Bentonite Prophets?
Yeah.
Well, they're a guild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are, right?
But I don't know, like, how spooky-ooky kind of a guild they are, like, right? Like,
yeah, Illuminati they are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people, like, know, but do they know?
Mm-hmm. I've heard the
term, but that's pretty much it.
Okay, yeah. Well, from what we heard previous to now was that they were kind of mindless, and they're kind of just docile as long as, and they wanted to serve people.
Which
at least they
to
wanted to serve the Kodan Bo. Like, the Kodan Bo was just like bossing him around.
Oh, but, wait a second. I just abruptly reach up, grab my holy symbol, and give me your sight. And I cast Detect Magic, okay. And I want to look around the room.
Oh, because they can be invisible.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So you cast Detect Magic, you look around the room, you notice nothing immediately that jumps out of you.
Nothing to worry.
Nothing like, to go, oh no, over. There's not like a mind flayer just sitting in the hallway like that. but no, you don't worry. So you see a little ways down the hallway, there is a faint source of magic. This would be, give me a second, I believe it is conjuration magic.
Not a tunnel.
I'm sorry. You see a faint trace of abjuration magic.
Oh.
That is slightly down the hallway. Probably about just at the edge of the vision of detect magic. And I have assumed that none of you have really gone down the hallway at all. You're kind of around the entrance right now. You see a faint source of abjuration magic a little ways down the hall. You also notice, of course, like all the things that you guys have. You notice Salix kind of glows faintly magical all over. And the set of armor that is on the stand behind the Sade also glows pretty intensely with magic.
I can't wear it, but
trying to think of all the other things. That would be it in the. Oh, and then of course the
flying dragon.
Yeah, the construct that is laying there now inert, or at least sleeping or something. Also just blazing with magic. But those are the things in the room that come to your attention. You have this spell, there's an alarm spell down this hallway. Because you have
them, yes,
right?
I do.
You see like the outline of the of the box, basically, I think.
Same place as is that the magic I'm sensing?
That's the abjuration. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
There's a kind of a, if we go down there, they will know.
Who's they?
Whoever they are.
Whoever's been using this. Whoever created it and some needed kind of, access.
Ward?
Yes.
Well, do we know that it's possible that it was Nasaid's ward against something coming in?
I mean, there's a way we can ask him, right?
I don't know.
Could he?
I don't know if he can talk if he doesn't have a brain.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Don't think so. If they don't have lips, they can't speak to me.
They don't have lips?
Aye, so the mechanism.
Isn't it more like, wouldn't it be more like, you know, you ask Zachriel to kind of reinfuse, or Famir to be like, bring this person back a little bit.
Yeah, it would answer a lot of these questions pretty quick.
That's true.
I don't, maybe not. Maybe you need.
But maybe Salix.
Salix. Could Nasaid place words of warning or any kind?
It would have been within his skill set, yeah.
Mm.
Can maybe we disable the ward?
Someone could dispel it. I am tapped.
I don't have a way, no.
I literally can't cast anything right now.
I could take care of the ward.
Do we want to?
Well, we've got
a bit
of...
Do we want to venture down there?
Well, I mean, maybe ask Nasaid first. Maybe we'll just give
also,
us
also, it occurs to me, is Lady Peregrine accounted for? We don't even know.
Because
we know for sure that she was part of this scheme, or at least it's likely, right?
We haven't confirmed that,
we don't know that.
Probably? I can't imagine who else would have.
You said the ship was in a military spot.
It was in a military spot.
I recalled you mentioning that she was one of the few people who knew. I did send two of my wardens to her residence to question her.
Okay. You only sent
just
two?
Just wanted to make sure we've got her.
Have you heard from them?
Yeah. Not yet, but it's only been
It's been a short time.
Okay. All right. So,
it's only happened in the last handful of hours.
Yeah.
A handful of minutes.
It's been a busy couple of hours.
A lot has been going on.
Congratulations on your promotion.
Oh.
Oh.
How you doing?
I mean, what?
It's just not a good promotion.
The consequences of
that. I thought all promotions were good.
Because
you're in charge now.
But this was...
I mean, we're more in charge than you, but because we report directly into the queen. But, I mean, you have power too.
I'm sorry about your friend.
I'm trying to think, how does he react?
Receive all of this.
It's a lot.
All of that.
It's, we can be...
How much time have you spent with other people besides?
I wander about.
I very much wish my promotion was under different circumstances. We're about the same.
Felix, I wouldn't start an argument with her. She's going to win.
She's very.
How often are you told that a 12-year-old is going to beat you in an argument?
She's very wise.
And I'm doing all right. But. And he reaches up and takes the book that you pulled. And he. Like the one that, because it stays like attached to the, like you pull it and it has to go back. He reaches up, he takes it. Addersfeld is under attack. You have to go there in the morning. I'll set up myself somewhere else for now. That would be an easy excuse. Whatever came here doesn't know we know. And for that reason alone, I think we have time.
Okay, mind flayers can be invisible, so just be careful, and I definitely don't stay here. And, like, watch your back, and there was a whole lot of them underground, so I hope you stay safe.
And I have on good authority that this won't help, but wear a helmet. Just in case.
Maybe.
He reaches up and... He's got the brass helmet that he's got on.
Sleep with it on.
The last time, well, one of the last times we saw one, it made itself look like Kelek, and it was very
memories.
It was very convincing.
Maybe
it also made sounds like other people sometimes. Yeah,
they're very capable creatures.
Maybe you could get someone from the Athenium to, like, an expert on more of those to help decide what wards and things would be best. I don't think anyone was anticipating a mind flayer
begs the question, what...
What do they stand to gain here?
Well, is this coordinated Vassen and the mind flayers? Is there these
do you
one
think Kaldor is working with the mind flayers?
That would require them to then be working with the Red Wolf, right? Because that's why...
No, we don't have... Well, the Cordon Vaux was the lieutenant
of the Red Wolf.
Right, and that's why they were... And that's what all the research that we found at the lighthouse was for, so...
Okay, so...
So maybe Kaldor has the big brain?
Right. That would be the logical... That would make sense.
The Cordon Vaux worked with the Red Wolf? Was a lieutenant?
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, we have him, though, so don't worry about him.
So maybe... Also, then don't trust the Bentonite Prophets either. Or the Mechanist Guild.
Just don't trust any of them.
Or...
Well, that's...
Basically anybody.
The queen seems okay.
Just be to be safe.
There's a lot going on.
Yes.
And we haven't really unraveled any of it, it feels like.
Lots of threat.
Well...
We're starting to.
Yeah, but then
sure
every time we do this, some big
wolf. And the Red Wolf.
Oh, what?
How sure are we?
Very confident. 100%
positive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We saw him talking in a mirror.
That they worked together, or that the Cordon Vaux worked in service to?
That's a great question.
Kind of together and in service, though, because it was like Artemisia was
Amberstone
talking to...
Amberstone was given the orders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Amberstone was on a mirror just like... the Cordon Bleu was.
Aye, but...
So it almost seemed to me like kind of like the queen and her circle of people, the, you know, like the people who help advise her on things. It kind of seemed like a team of advisors. It kind of, to me, seemed like they were all like the inner circle of advisors, because it was all the people in charge of all these different guilds working together for Corvin Amberstone. So it very much was like the queen talking to her people, but it was Corvin talking to his leaders. So, I mean...
Ooh, maybe an officer?
Who's older? The Amberstone or Artemisia?
They're kind of the same age. So when I saw the memories, they were both in them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So Alexandra knew them both as kids.
Maybe I should write you a letter of sort of everything, and you can read through it and then understand what I feel like. There's a lot of context here that you don't have.
And then you can send us questions with the ink.
If you have them.
And then whenever we decide to check, we'll send you a message back.
If you don't get a response within 24 hours, write it again.
Again.
He's all right. We've already told him that.
No, I don't think I told him
no,
that.
No, you did. It was in his car.
Anyways.
No, that was in my house. I told it to...
No, you told it to... As you guys are going back and forth, like the Cordon Bleu,
mm-hmm.
with the Red Wolf, Salix, like, he kind of, like, there's, like, a look that goes over his face. And he turns to you guys in the Parliament.
Hmm?
You said something about an attack on Westreach from the Underdark?
Right. We saw an army in Dwyrn and presided over by the Drow twins, the Empire.
The Shinzo twins?
Aye. Who are also Red Wolf acolytes. Or at least were also there for this meeting we observed.
We saw the force. We saw the...
He fought it.
Kind of. A portion.
A portion. Aye.
And he whispers, like you see him, he whispers something to himself, and you pick it up. The Expansion Syndicate.
Pardon?
In the last few years of working for the Steamstride Wardens, this name has come across. I've heard whispers in my investigations, crimes, activities, things moving between the borders, the war. And it's like a whisper, the Expansion Syndicate. I know so little about it. It's rumored to be a coalition, a cabal of powerful organizations, well-funded, incredibly secretive.
Are you saying that this is the same organization as the Cult of the Red Wolf?
I think it's part of it.
Or they are in it.
Or they're using the chaos that they're bringing about and they're partnering with them?
To what end?
I assume Expansion being the name they're given, what would happen if Drow are able to take over the surface cities, or...
I'm not sure. I don't know much of their aims. I've only heard of it. It's been, again, whispers. People who I've come across, people who I've thrown in prison, mentioning this organization, like a crime syndicate, for lack of a better term. Something like the Crownland Crew or some other. A group of people who work in concert together to achieve specific aims. And
what sort of things have they been accredited when if you would interrogate people or ask them about?
The Expansion Syndicate is, again, just the name given. It's all kinds of different things. The Bannock Tribe, who is responsible for moving different goods and services across all of Ondale, parts of Kaldur, even as far as Ganbaldir. It's supposed to be the little that I know of it. And please try to understand, this is a theory at best.
Right, right.
But there is an overarching goal between all of these, and I don't know what it is yet, but it's... I almost thought it was a phantom, something that wasn't actually real.
Well, the leader of the Bannock tribe was there also.
sounds like the expansion syndicate is just the Red Wolves.
Like, he's
right?
The Order.
Same thing.
But under a different name?
Yeah.
Maybe without the affiliation to the outcast for people who don't really want to
be. It all?
It's not a religious cause.
Part of a cult.
So the Order of the Red Wolf is part of the expansion syndicate.
My guess.
But not all of them are part of the Order of the Red Wolf.
I think that might be like you can, if you're, so all Order of the Red Wolf are part of the, Corvin Amberstone is the leader of the Order of the Red Wolf, and he's got an army, and he's got lots of resources, so one would assume that
so do the Shinzo twins. So, they have an army coming from the Underdark.
Yeah, so...
And Skodan Vos, the leader of the Bentonite Prophets here, what? Mm-hmm. And you have him?
Yes.
How?
Well...
We captured him.
That's correct.
Yeah, because he was doing bad things to people.
With a mind flayer.
With a mind flayer.
In Saddlemoon.
And researching it.
And experimenting on your sibling here.
Okay, we didn't need to bring that.
Experimenting to what end?
To see, they're trying to create defeats, like what, how strong different races are?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
They're trying to
look for an ideal candidate.
Yes, that's a great phrase for it. They're looking for an ideal candidate of some sort. So they put people under incredible stress and duress. And force you to do, you know, things that aren't great. And then they take blood from you, and then they match you against people, and you have to fight to the. I had to fight somebody to the death. I did have to do that. That was bad.
She liked that part.
That's no, I didn't like that. Almost to the death. So
the Shinzo twins lead an attack from the Underdark.
Mm-hmm.
While Kaldur launches an attack on here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
While they also attack
Nisei.
I have a question.
And Addersfeld.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Kallik?
Yeah.
You know how, the Fallen Storm was created... The Coming Storm?
Fallen
the Fallen
Storm.
I was right.
You got
right.
It.
Yeah.
Good job.
So you know how the Fallen Storm was created by Corvin?
Yes.
Is it possible that what was happening in the Waste was a precursor to the expansion? Is it possible that that's what they're trying to do again?
Expanding the Waste?
Or whatever they were trying to do before in the Waste?
They were trying to kill the gods in the Waste.
Under the gods, yeah.
But they
is it
that,
an expansion?
Right? That's why...
Well, they killed the Primordia.
The connection to the gods, right?
They killed the connection.
Yeah, disrupted the faith that way.
Right.
So, but my point is that is it possible that Corvin is using the Red Wolf and the expansion project as a way to distract and get more forces into the Waste to take on the High Mount again?
I don't know. No, I think it's part of the war, right? I mean, they're attacking Andir and Ganbalir, the capital cities.
Right, but why would Corvin care about that?
That's the question. How is this all connected? Because it does seem to be, doesn't it?
I mean, unless Corvin just wants to take over the whole...
Well...
Globe?
No, they're worried
the
about
whole
the
world?
Outcast.
Once
You're
they
right,
kill
so
the gods, they want to kill the outcast, right?
So
that's what's our...
So they're expanding...
Amara told us.
Mm-hmm.
So they're expanding... So they can get into the Waste and kill the gods, and then release the outcast?
I don't know what the Waste has in it.
I don't know, but why would you want to expand into all the areas around the Waste if not to then congregate?
What if it's not? What if it's not a literal expansion? What if it's not an expansion of territory, but an expansion of control, power?
Ideals?
Ideals.
So they take out anything that...
Okay, sorry. Go on, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, please.
I was just thinking, if all goes according to plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Queen dies, Addersfeld falls,
mm-hmm.
Westreach falls. What happens next?
Andale falls. Ganbaldir falls.
Right.
Kaldur wins the war.
Chaos. No one...
The war ends.
Kaldur is the victor. Effectively.
Essentially.
So, who's... We need to talk to the rulers of Kaldur. Or understand their intent.
Were they there in
Well,
those...
we know what Kaldur wants. Kaldur wants to enforce... They want to enforce worship of the new
the
gods.
The new gods. Right. But that's not what the Red Wolf wants. So why would they work together?
Maybe they're being manipulated also?
Or they want to get mind flayers everywhere?
Right?
Like, do they just want to make a mindless... Oh, do they just want to make a mindless population?
Huh. Because if you could make everyone mind flayers and then take the brain and that brain gave you control, then you would effectively control everyone. But that's not really the MO that we've seen so far.
Well, but...
Well, doesn't Kaldor kind of mindlessly follow rules?
But so why need... What, maybe right. They have for mind flayers?
Maybe they're just trying to control Kaldor because they just enforce rules.
Well, also... Maybe Kaldor isn't in charge of it. Maybe
Corvin,
right? Maybe they're being manipulated. Also,
maybe are the mind flayers the end goal or a tool to get there?
Maybe a tool.
Kaldor thought it was a tool for sure.
Pretty bold of them to think that something that can eat someone's brain could be used as a tool.
It sounds like putting a dragon in a playing card.
You're right. A bit narcissistic in a way.
It's a bit,
It's
a good comparison.
Not for nothing. I think I might be able to ask Miss Head questions.
But I thought you don't need his...
Well, he has the tools to speak. So if his soul is in there somewhere...
Let's do it!
I'd like to sort of figure out what to ask him. Because it does feel a bit... It's a bit wrong. It's not the way of things.
Did he know that he was teaming up with a mind flayer?
I guess the question was...
I don't know if he was teaming. I think...
But did he know he was partnering with one? Or
did he know?
Did he know?
I mean, Salix, you can...
That's
for
yes
his
or
honor.
No.
I don't think he'd do that willingly.
Well, we don't know.
He might have been under the influence of one of these beasts.
He's the reason I am where I am.
Quite literally.
He's one of the most honorable men I knew.
I don't question he was a good man at some time, at one point. It's just a matter of if that was true. Before his death.
Because if he wasn't in partnership, if it was more of a manipulation or this was him being coerced in some way, he might not have as much information to offer. So that might be a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was a willing partnership, he might have been given... If he was for their cause.
I'd like to know.
Right.
Yeah. What specifically, Felix?
If it was a partnership.
If he was working with...
Yeah, so he was acting weird, right? Maybe he...
He was acting strange. It seemed involuntary during my interview.
Maybe ask him if he knows about the Red Wolf.
Hmm?
Or the Mind Flayer brain.
Oh, boy. I think I can do something.
Okay.
That would cover all of it.
What's interesting...
Well, we're here. We have a lot.
...is that if he was working with them, he did at some point tell the queen about her consent, which you would think he wouldn't do if he knew about the attack.
But right, I wonder, it was my impression just from looking at the measure of the man that he was being sincere when he said he was going to do that. It's just a matter of if he knew all of the thoughts that he possessed in that moment. If something was changing his brain, then he wasn't his whole self.
Yeah.
He wasn't willing.
Aye.
Which we need to know one way or the other, but it seems like he was above the board as much as he could be.
Okay.
And if...
I'll start there and then...
Okay, all right.
I'll leave it to you. Fortunately, this one will speak to me in a language you understand, so we can all talk together.
I kind of, meet Salix's eyes, look to catch them, because I've seen Kellick do this spell. I don't know if Salix has seen people on the battlefield do anything. I don't know what he's experienced, and I'm just gonna, check in... that he is okay with what he is about to see. Because I don't like it, and I didn't even know to say that well. I will make an insight check.
Go ahead and make an insight check. He's trying to do what he can.
Right, I'm sure.
To be stoic.
I guess what I'm looking for is, specifically, does he... feel like it is also his duty to be here to hear this as the next commander?
Right.
Or is it literally going to be too much for him? He's not even going to be able to get anything out of it. Is it going to overwhelm him?
Gotcha.
That is a dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. Looking at Salix, there's a few things I think that strike you. One, how much he's changed. He's not a boy anymore.
Mm-mm.
And of all the things that could have broken him, this is not going to be it. Mm. He wants to be here. He needs to know for his own peace of mind that the man he so greatly admired was not willingly.
He needs to hear it for himself.
He needs to hear it.
Okay.
He needs to hear it.
Okay. How does Thessaly take not being able to protect him anymore?
Oh.
It. I'm watching him and I'm understanding all this. I look stricken. Mm-hmm. Like it just hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'll just, so while this is going on, I'm going to stand next to him and make myself watch too, as much as I hate this spell.
I love this spell.
Okay. No, it's a cool spell. I hate this spell. I hate this spell.
Like, yeah. Make a bit of room and steal your stomachs.
And I'll pull out a stick of incense and I will tap it to my forehead. It combusts into these blazing ashes and they all flurry into the eyes and mouth and ears of Nisade's not so great looking head.
What was the extent of the role you played in the plot of Captain Vossen, the Mind Flayers, and the Order of the Red Wolf?
That's a damn good question.
Just saying.
Oh my gosh.
I knew of the attack. And his voice comes out raspy from the poison.
Oh.
I knew of the attack. I brought the dwarf to the facility so that he could tamper with the predators.
What?
Cade signed the order to allow the ship into the harbor. And through me, Cade delivered the plans to the Capitolium, to Vossen and his crew.
I look to the group, and I'll look to Salix, and you can see there are obviously thoughts forming in my mind. But
I don't know if I can. I'll try not to let him hear. I don't know how this spell works, but it's like
willingly.
That's my question too. But we want to get as much as we can.
But I think
it's only a moment we have here.
Should we find out why?
I think it's important for Salix to know if it's willing or not.
What?
We owe him that.
What?
Is there a way you can phrase it while also getting
the why and
I'll
the
try.
The why and the
and the what
to put on you.
The why and what?
The willingness and the why.
Well, that's sort of the same, isn't it?
I'll kneel back down in front of the Sade.
Why were you willing to take these drastic measures?
I wasn't.
What caused him?
Yes.
Answer to the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would he? I mean, if he wasn't willing, would he know if there are other people here?
Who?
Oh.
Quietly ask your question to Kellic. So he doesn't answer you.
Kellic, would he?
Yes.
No. There were other people like him being coerced, or if there's a group of people, like, how deep does it go within?
Does he know about this tunnel?
Who else is disloyal to the queen?
Does he know about the tunnel?
That's my question. Okay. I think that's worth knowing, Tasmir. Who else in possessions of power? Or otherwise, in Andel, is possessed of this disloyalty to the queen.
General Edgar Cade. The Codon Vo.
I look back at Salix.
That's all I know.
And
I shrug at the group.
But how many more do you think the Codon Vo is in our prison with a tadpole in his brain?
I don't know.
Okay,
we'll talk about it later.
Sorry. I just got really nervous that we've got this thing out. Okay.
Alright, I want to know how it was compared to
how they got his
the method.
Yes.
His loyalty.
Yeah.
How they got his loyalty.
How were you compelled to betray your loyalty? And yourself.
By Kaudak.
Hmm?
By Kaudak. Sounds like a name. The Ulutherid.
Does that sound like an undercommon word that means a big mind flayer?
It does. I would say with your knowledge of mind flayers, Ulutherid are particularly powerful mind flayers, often groomed by Elder Brains to either take over or just used as very powerful servants.
And it was Kaudak?
Kaudak. K-A-U-D-A-K.
Well, Salix. There's only so much we can get from them in this state. And we're sort of at that point, so is there something you want to ask?
Who did he want as his successor?
Who among your people possesses the grit, the courage, and strength of character? Fill your shoes in this role now that you're gone.
Salix Quinn.
I just give him a little smile.
That, say, he breaks. He's like, and he turns and walks out of the room.
No. Can I walk after him?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Not like, not hovering, not like right on top of him, but yeah. Just like I let him.
He doesn't go far. He just gets out into the hallway and he just like leans against the wall and he like. And he just takes like a big shuddering breath, and then he like stands up and he squares his shoulders, and he reaches up and he just like turns to you.
Felix, you don't have to be composed around me.
Of course, I haven't.
I know. I've seen you. I raised you. You don't have to. Oh, that was a lot, but you know, it sounds like he trusted you with quite a bit. As he should have. He was and is proud of you. I want to give you something before, we have to. Wow, we're both going to have to do really, really tough jobs. In just a couple minutes. And I'm gonna reach into my bag and take the amulet against proof of the
the amulet of proof against detection and location.
Thank you.
Ooh, design that magic.
Why would you say it
amulet
like that?
Amulet of non-detection.
I feel like it's
proof against divination, maybe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Even then. Sorry.
I will, the one that Seeker gave me after the Mind Flayer snapped mine off of me while I was sleeping, and I'm going to hand it to Salix.
Is the door open? Can anyone see this shit?
Oh,
you're in the hallway,
no.
Right?
No.
I didn't follow.
Unless someone followed, he opened the door.
He
did not want any of you guys to see him do
that. He also, well, let me ask this. Do you need this?
He looks at it for a second. Fancy as my armor is, it doesn't do that. So, but you need it. more than I do.
As I try to do the mental math of how mad the AOR would be at me for doing this. I think they're kind of aware of us at this point. I'm a lot more worried about you being in a new... They found a tunnel into the High Commander's office and they ate his brain. Sorry, that was
I
really...
I can imagine we just hear that part.
Yeah.
I mean, the necklace won't protect him from that. Yeah. No, the necklace just... And if they don't know who he is, then the necklace won't do shit for him.
No, I know.
Sorry, I'm not there. I'm not there. Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I think trying to hide from the people who are trying to find me is sort of out of the question for me at this point in our stage of combating these evils. You, in some ways, are a lot more beholden to a structure and a system and more vulnerable than I am because of that. And to be quite honest, it would give me peace of mind. There's not much I can do for you anymore. Not even physically. I can't even beat up your bullies for you anymore. They've gotten too big.
You can come back.
I will do that.
I have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends here. People I really do trust.
Good.
I'll take all the precautions I need. But only one of us is going into a war zone. So for now, for me,
mm-hmm.
Will you keep it?
Why'd you say for me? That's not fair.
Because I'm your little brother, I cheat.
Yeah, you do. I grip it really, really tight, and then I put it back.
He folds you into a hug. And takes a second. It's a long one.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a second, and you do feel him kind of slack a little.
Good.
The tension go out of his shoulders as he just leans on you.
Yeah.
But eventually he takes a deep breath, stands back up. Turns out I gotta go thank your boyfriend.
Such a term. a thank you would be good, I think. Also, I'm coming back, which means you have to be here when I come back.
Fair. I'll be around.
The promise?
Promise.
It's cool. I think that would come a long way from you, and I do want you to get along. So, an earnest thank you, maybe not a begrudging.
Okay.
Does he roll his eyes at me?
Yeah, a little bit. All right. But you guys inside. If there's anything during this time that you guys wanted to do, this only takes a couple minutes. But anybody wanted to do in the room?
Just in the last moments of. Of the gasp of Nasaid, I would just tell him to rest easy in light or darkness and just like let him recline once more.
The ashes like leave his face and he returns to rest as the eyes close. Desley and Salix come back in, at which point Salix has composed himself. He walks over to you and reaches out a hand. Thank you.
I wipe the remaining blood off.
Oh,
gosh. I'll take it.
And then he kind of pulls you in, and he like puts his arm around you. You feel the he shakes with the metal one.
Yeah,
and so it's this cool like image. I want artwork of this. I want artwork of this so bad. But the metal and arm the burnt bandage as they kind of come together.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he pulls you in for like kind of just a soldier's like quick. Mm-hmm. And he just thanks. And like kind of that's just for you. And then pulls away and nods, and he looks at Nasaid and looks at all of you guys. Well, looks like all of us have our work cut out for us.
That's an understatement.
Stay safe?
Mm-hmm. You guys too. If I could. And he very quickly, like, takes a piece of paper, like, writes some things out.
Mm-hmm.
And, almost, like, almost word for word, writes out everything, the questions that were asked and what Nasaid said.
Yeah.
And, like, a thing. And then he signs it himself as, mm-hmm. as a witness, and then, puts it over to you and, where it's where like the space is to sign your name.
Mm-hmm.
It says Priest of Famir.
All right.
I'll sign it. And I'll also look up at him and I'm sure that a person of his station, despite the circumstances, would be eligible for lambent ivy at Famir's temple if you're so inclined. But obviously, it's up to you and whoever his kin are.
Maybe you can put a good word in with your friend?
Sure, away. He has at least some pull there. But honestly, it's not hard. It's something that guy like this.
I'll talk to his wife.
Right.
I think he did have a soft spot for Famir. He liked to go on night rides. I'll get back to you on it. Okay. So, we know next to nothing. Great. I feel very good.
You know, the bright side is it seems like all of our enemies are sort of on one side.
They've kind of consolidated.
At least to some extent. And, it's not 100% certainty, but Nasaid didn't know of anyone we don't know about, at least here, that right. was against the queen.
And so. Kate is dead now, so...
Very much so.
I'm relieved about that one.
And you don't have to worry about the Corombo.
Yes, he is trapped in a sort of interdimensional area.
Mm-hmm. Trying to convince a dragon, his name's James.
Mm-hmm. A dragon named Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
I'm almost just nodding.
Amazing. A dragon named Cinnamon. And Salix, he goes to like start talking twice.
Yeah.
And then he's just. No. Okay. That is something that at some point you may want to bring up with the queen, though. Considering.
That we have the Cordon Bleu or that we have a dragon named Cinnamon? Or both?
I definitely say the first. Maybe avoid the latter.
Oh.
Well, it's also in a prison cell, so it's fine.
The Bentonite prophets are technically do report to the queen as well.
You should be wary of them, then. Sorry to give you another report, right?
I'm sorry.
It could be one of your first reports.
It might want, yeah.
Okay.
They also might have assigned a new code envoy at this point.
Maybe. How long have you had
the lunch? How long have we had him? Like a couple of days.
Not long.
Well, yeah.
They're going to notice that he was missing because he was due back.
He was at due least back a, week. A couple of days ago. Yeah, we've had him for a couple of days, maybe a week.
A week? Yeah.
Well, he was due back.
He was due back to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they would know, but not necessarily.
True.
I don't know how far it goes with the mentally prophets.
I don't.
I mean,
boy, oh boy.
Corruption runs deep.
Right. And they have a lot of powerful
resources.
Broad.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right.
Well, there's one thing I know.
Hmm?
This is the room.
This is what room?
The room.
This is the room.
The room.
We know. We know we can trust each other at the very least.
Hmm? Oh!
Yeah.
I'm a person, not a room.
It was a way of gathering, you know, not everyone always speaks literally.
Well, yeah.
So this is one of those examples.
I know you're a person.
I mean, you could just say you trust us.
She does.
And the queen.
And the queen. All right. And he walks over, pulls the book, and closes that bookcase, and then kind of like looks down at the books and starts picking them up and putting them back, just shoving them into the thing. kind of trying to undo what has been done.
I'll help.
Okay. I will
it was
help.
My fault.
I will help slowly as well.
Yeah. It's not like the whole bookcase, yeah. But yeah, there were a good amount.
Well, the ones that I could reach, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like the top ones are fine, but like all of the bottom.
All the bottom. Yeah,
bottom
like
almost.
Yeah. But he...
we're lucky it wasn't on the top shelf.
Yeah. You guys help him kind of reset the room a little bit. And he turns to you guys. He says... We'll find out where that goes when you get back.
Oh, but lock this place down.
This is an active crime scene.
Right.
And will be for the next several days.
Got it. Okay, well, you do what you're gonna do, and we'll go, fighting a war?
Essentially, yeah.
Are we gonna be soldiers?
Sleep.
Sleep first.
We are kind of in a war.
Well, we're going... to the void to sleep?
I think that was the plan, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we go to ourselves on the
rooms. No. We're going to the Capitol.
We're going to meet them.
Not the Capitol.
Yes, I too would like to use the rooms.
Monarch's residence.
The residence that
we're sleeping here, and then in the morning we're all going?
I think we thought it would be more efficient, right? To go to the void first.
Yeah, so and then they're there for a less amount of time.
Then
they're
not
sleeping in the
full.
Void. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. not then. And then we don't have a bunch of strangers sleeping in the void.
Because, I don't want that.
Seeker could sleep in the good bed and get like... more sleep than he needs if he goes to the void tonight.
Yeah.
I always feel so good when I sleep there.
It's a good bed.
Good bed.
So wait, I'm confused. You said you didn't want to bring the people to the void, but you want to go to the void.
Well, we have to.
I thought it was okay to bring them to the void.
No, I just don't think we should put them all up in beds in the void over
less than the time.
I'm open to them either.
Yeah, I just think we go meet
rooms
them.
Rooms sound nice, though.
We'll go to the rooms. That's fine.
We'll go to the rooms, we'll meet them, and then go to the void.
Go.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know if they're going to be there tonight or in the morning.
I think that we were going to wait there for a moment, then they were going to be there momentarily.
Yeah, we were supposed to meet the Blade.
Right? We were supposed to meet the Blade soon. I wasn't sure what
the
course was.
Do you think the Blade is waiting for us?
We should probably go.
Yes. Yeah, we told them that where we were going.
Yeah.
I think this is a good enough excuse. I just think it's a...
Right.
So, we should probably let's head back.
Go meet the first.
I'll send a missive.
Thank you.
Let them know you're on your way. Well, perks of my new office.
That you're worthy of. And you didn't need to say it to say that. But I'm glad you did.
Thanks, Kellogg.
Tommy?
Let's go.
Yes.
Can I shake your hand?
Sure.
And I kind of like, if he lets me, I'll like turn it and just kind of like inspect it.
Yeah. He'll let you.
So freaking cool, man.
He turns it back into the arm cannon. He's like, yeah, that's pretty.
I kind of want one.
And, like, it comes
you
all back.
You have to lose your arm.
I mean...
I wouldn't recommend it, but it
you know,
hurts
we'll see
constantly.
What happens in Adderstone's Finn, and right. then we can talk about your options.
Opportunities.
But if you lose your arm, will you lose all the tattoos?
Oh.
Can you tattoo a machine arm?
I'd have to ask. Probably need your tattoos.
Is that...
Well, I mean, we're going back to the Iron Light. I'd be able to ask him if it'll work.
I give Salus one more real quick hug, and then... All right, we should go. We need to go meet the first
place. Bye, Salus.
Hi.
You're going to do great.
I do think we figure out what we're doing exactly in Adderstead, but we'll have to see what the situation is when we get there.
Let's go meet
these
people.
We should go super quickly because I think I saw some nice little...
You do seem to have a name for about...
You want to follow
me? Yeah, either way, yeah.
Let's go fast.
All right. Using city secrets. You guys, very quickly, the last thing you see is like Salix just kind of like standing there, like looking at Nasaid, as he just kind of sits there, like his arms folded, kind of looking. But eventually he turns and you hear his voice carry as he starts like issuing orders and stuff like that. But you guys exit Steamstride Warding and under Olma's guidance, make your way very quickly through the city. Now it is well into the night at this point. It's getting pretty late. You pass through the clean streets of the Civic District, the sort of the grounds radiating that subtle heat that keeps the snow from piling up in this area of the city. You pass a few people as you know who are going on and about their business. you know, night workers and things like that, and people running about, the occasional reveler stumbling around through this area. This area is pretty quiet. This area of the city is much more active during the day because it is where most of the business happens. But you make your way and eventually find yourselves outside of the monarch's residence. And as you approach, you do see that that is still a pretty intense hub of activity. Mm-hmm. There are still multiple patrols going at any given time. But as you guys arrive, you are very carefully looked over by a contingent of Stilgard. You feel a wave of the same, like someone cast a spell magic on you, just to make sure, like that kind of wave goes over you guys. So I will say any spells that are active on anybody do go away. But eventually you are permitted to pass and enter into the, you walk up through the carefully landscaped grounds and back into the same monarch's residence. Olma and Seeker, you guys are familiar with the inside. But the rest of you pass into this very beautiful residence. You see a very large hallway open out in front of you with twin sort of curling staircases that go up to a second, secondary floor. You are greeted when you come in by what appears to be a, you know, a palace-like livery-wearing staff member, and who apparently got your guys' descriptions ahead of time. And walks up to you. Hello, yes, if you would like to follow me, I believe rooms have been set aside for all of you. You are the agents of repair? Is that correct?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Cool. It's fun when they say it, right?
Yes. And he kind of looks at you, like, confused, but then just, very well, if you'd all follow me.
As we start walking off, I'm like, a nudge Flynn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kitchen's back there. It's actually pretty nice.
Okay. We can have meals prepared we can have meals prepared for you. Kind of turns and starts walking backwards. Would any of you like any refreshment or anything that I can send to the kitchen?
That would be great.
Can you make soup? Like,
just whatever dinner they've prepared for the night would be fine, I guess. I don't know. I haven't eaten in a really long time. The last thing I had was a cinnamon thingy, the Drake Fire cinnamon sticky buns.
Oh, at the Scholar's Rest.
But it's been hours, and I'm very hungry.
Well, it is late, but everyone is awake, and we will make sure to get you something right away.
Just like what's already if there's anything already prepared, that's fine. I don't need anything special.
Very well.
Can they make the cinnamon sticky?
No, I want real food.
The chef can, yes. You'd like. Cool.
Maybe he doesn't want real food.
I would take that and maybe some soup.
Lemon pastries.
Lemon pastries.
How are you the most childish person here?
Beer. Lager.
Of course.
Whatever repast is available. It's perfectly fine.
I'll have things sent to you.
Just like bread and cheese is fine.
That too. You. I would take that too.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll all be sent to your rooms. yeah, as a sudden new level of luxury is made available to all of you.
Whatever we want.
Wait, I'm kidding. What? I can
thank you. Room service.
You are led down basically not too far. The monarch's residence is big and beautiful, but it's not like palatially huge. It's like a very big house. But you are all led down like basically two long hallways, and eventually you arrive at the westernmost wing of the of the residence itself. And there you find kind of like a basically a long hallway along which are a series of doors going off to either. It's very wide. It's like probably 15 to 20 feet wide of a hallway. And then there's just like a door interspersed every once in a while. These are the residences set here within the monarch's residence. Usually reserved for foreign dignitaries and visiting officials from elsewhere. But they have been made up for all of you. So this is your room. And he takes you over to a door. Opens it up for you, and you see before you a very lavish and beautiful room. There's like a private bed chamber. There's a washroom off to the one side, a large kind of living quarters in the middle. And one of the things that you immediately notice is that all of the furniture is halfling
dressed. Almost taken aback because I'm not used to that.
Yeah.
In our travels.
Everything has been apparently sized to accommodate you. And the gentleman who you've been with does say, I hope you don't mind. We received word of you and thought maybe make you more comfortable. Is that all right? I hope.
Yeah, this is cool.
Oh,
Oh. Okay. Well, Master Fellowweave, this is your room. And it just sort of like opens it up to you and then fall. And then he just kind of like lets you go.
Yeah.
If you need anything, your food that you request will be brought.
Okay.
And then moves over and Seeker, he goes over to you, leads you down to, it's basically like staggered, right? So he leads you across the hallway, leads you over to a room where you, it has opened up, very similar layout, like beautiful. There is a small, basically like, what I would basically like a prayer mat and sort of set up over off to one corner that is adorned with just a very simple like what's the word I'm looking for? I guess not a plaque, but like a like a reliquary? Is that the word I'm looking for? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like basically a little shrine.
Like a little shrine.
Yeah,
reliquary.
Yeah. Is it like an area for you to like sit and pray and
like some. Yeah, okay. That's cool.
So some and the room is like done up to be very, very comfortable. But obviously your furniture is all normal sized.
Sure.
But lets you in. lets you in and then one by one leads you all down to these different rooms that have been set aside specifically for each of you. Kelly, yours as well has a an area that is set aside that is adorned with like a very beautiful mirror and a still bowl of water. And your guys's everybody's room is kind of has like a little bit of a personal touch. And not a short time later, the like food does arrive for each of you. In Kellick's room, though, you do see yours is the last that you arrive at. Do you guys stay in your rooms, or do you kind of go with each other to like check?
I'm
them
looking
all out?
At everyone's room.
Yeah, I kind of want to see what everyone's got going on.
Do you stay in your room, or do you kind of follow everybody with as they go?
I think I just stay in my room.
Okay, cool. Oh.
I'm gonna follow.
Okay, so Flynn, you just kind of stay in your room and you walk around and you
kind of sit and just just enjoy it.
Chair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So as you guys arrive to Kellick's room, you do see a number of things that are like spread out on a table that has been brought in. You see everything has been cleaned and removed of any gore, but you see a beautiful dark set of leather armor that is laid out on the table. You see a twin-bladed, very large glaive that is set down.
Holy cow. Yeah, this is the Phantom Reserve
you
stuff.
You see a two beautiful, intricate rapiers that are sat down. You see what appear to be two vials of a bright, vibrant red liquid. that they never got a chance to drink. Yeah, you fucked Boston up there at the end. You see a very beautiful, short, like recurved bow that is like a deep brown wood, but then like also has like these sort of swirling, almost like pieces of. It's as if ivy has like inlaid into the wood grain itself. These like vibrant green. Almost like leaves or vines that are inside of the wood itself. They have it's like vibrant green, but almost unsettling, like in the way that things in nature when they're not good for you are like too vibrant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you see a two leather sacks that look like coin purses. And all of those things are sort of laid out on a table very neatly. They just turns to you and says, "We were instructed to leave these for you. These are, I suppose, well, they're yours." Food and drinks will be brought for all of you. And he kind of looks back and realizes you're all still here. as I realize you're all still here. If you have need of anything, there is, and he kind of points to basically like a little, he picks up a magic little bell, and when he rings it, it doesn't actually make any sound, but he says, rest assured that, someone in the kitchens or someone on the staff will, take note, and, we're largely available to you at any time you need.
are the sacks, the money bags, small enough for me to pull over with my mage hand?
Yeah.
I will pull one over, look in it, and grab a couple of coins and hand them to him.
Okay. Cool. As you reach in, they all come out. You grab 4 platinum pieces and hand them to him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shit.
Are you sure?
You're doing a good job.
Maybe you can share it with the kitchen staff since they're working so late.
Share the wealth.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes.
And he takes it and... Thank you. I'll be back. No. If you need me, call me. my name's Jordan.
Hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Thank you, Jordan.
Of course. Have a good evening. And...
You too.
Turns and... in a fugue state, walks away. turns and leaves.
When the door closes, I rub my ear. Flynn, you might want to come down here. There's stuff. Or not.
Yeah, I don't respond.
They're giving this to us? And my eyes are dead fixed on the glaive.
Okay.
I want the glaive.
Sigrid, what about your sword?
You want it?
Oh, this piece of junk.
I know a person who would be a bit offended at hearing that.
He can be offended. That's okay.
You should know.
What's the matter with your speaker?
Sword.
Glaives are awesome.
Can you even pick that up?
Probably not.
Seeing that the platinum came out of the bags, I'm going to dump them both, and I just want to count what it is. Like, I'm curious. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to throw. I'm just going to empty them so I can look at them.
Mm-hmm. Takes you a couple of minutes.
Let them fight over there.
It's like all platinum.
Oh, Jesus.
And between the two purses, there are now, after 568 platinum pieces.
Holy crap.
Wow. I'm going to start making piles.
Okay. So, Oma, you dump out the platinum and start arranging it.
Sorting.
As Oma does that.
What is 5 divided by?
I look at Kellic. I can find out what these.
I think that makes sense. I bet they're pretty formidable.
That crew was tough.
Yeah, no joke.
That
armor's got your name on it, Sigur.
It would be nice to maybe, yeah.
I'd like to wake you up less often.
I would like to be
also
less often. I point over to the mat, the reliquary, the area.
Mm.
This is a nice touch. Did you see they gave me one? They made
right, yeah. Laurus.
I'm interested. I'll look at these items, but I would love to know how you talk to the gods.
I don't know that I have a specific process. I usually just say what I'm thinking. How to get them to respond is, I think I've just been lucky in that matter.
Well, not so much for the response, but it's good to know your process. I tend to speak my mind okay, but
I know not to be true.
But not so much with direction and purpose.
99, 100, 101, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so everyone gets 113 platinum, and then there's 3 left over. So whoever wants those 3, however you want to split them.
Give it to Flynn.
All 3?
Sure.
Why not?
Okay.
Or we could give them back. We could give them to Jordan when he comes back.
That's true.
Mm. Who doesn't have any money right now.
I think I have like 8 gold.
Personally, I think spent a lot on Stacy.
Stacy did sort of clean me out there, but I'm not. I mean, you know, if I got stranded somewhere, I'd be fine.
Okay. You have swords?
No, I still. I think I have like.
I'll give them to Flynn. So Flynn gets 116.
That's him.
I mean, unless he doesn't come, and then he doesn't get anything.
He did not respond. I will, with the money being handed out, I'll sit down and start a. I will start rich. I would walk over. I'm going to walk over to the items.
Cool.
I'm going to prepare myself to ritually.
Hell yeah!
Figure out
what, get them all figured out.
What are they all?
All right. So I am going to go through some of these, and then I will let you know. Do you want me to just tell you, and you can look them up on D&D Beyond, or do you want me to read? Do you want me to like tell you at the table what they are?
I think it's kind of fun to know for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Question.
Yes.
While he's ritually casting this, are there any large chairs in this room? Like plushy large chairs?
For sure.
Great. I am sitting in one and curling up and probably passing out.
Awesome.
Okay, if there's, cool. if I could like put two together even to like make a little like
nest. I mean, there's a huge bed.
There's a bed right over there.
Okay, I'll take his bed. Yeah. I'll go to
If I see her curling up, I'd be like, get to the bed.
I'm curling into Calic's bed and I'm falling asleep.
I love that. Yeah, you see all that curling up.
Stop that.
What are you doing?
Put the chair back.
Yeah.
Quit messing with the furniture.
I like kick my boots off and I just like curl into like the center of the bed and go to sleep.
Awesome. Amazing.
It was a big day.
It's a very big day. So
for a regular.
All right. So what are you starting with?
The glaive. And okay. I'm gonna glare at Thess as I
prepare
to.
You would catch this.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of that thing. I actually don't want to go near
it. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I actually don't want to go near it.
Huh.
So you start with the glaive.
The glaive.
As you reach out, the purple magic kind of goes over it. You notice the glaive itself. Incredibly well made, very beautiful. And you see now that it's in front of you, the serrated sort of like double kind of curving blades that go in like almost asymmetric directions. You see that it's like rippled steel. Like you can see like the black lines in it. And as you watch, every once in a while, they shift. Like, almost instantly.
The as blades. You look.
Like, the waves in the steel, like, shift. Doesn't happen, like, super often, but every once in a while, just enough. So, as your magic connects with it, the name comes to you. This is a Blink Strike glaive.
That was unpleasant.
This long, double-sided glaive has partially serrated blades of folded steel whose ripples, when observed, appear to shift and change at odd intervals in an instant. The glaive has the following properties. You have a +2 bonus to attack and damage rolls made with this magic weapon, and the glaive deals an additional 1d8 slashing damage on a hit.
Dang.
The glaive has 3 charges, and it regains all expended charges after you finish a long rest. When the glaive is in your hands, you can expend a charge as a bonus action to teleport to an unoccupied space within 60 feet of you that you can see. You then gain advantage on the next attack roll you make before the end of your turn.
Jeez.
Proficiency with the glaive allows you to add your proficiency bonus to the attack. So if you're proficient with it, you can use it.
You can, yeah.
That's wild.
So that is the Blink Strike glaive that belonged to Fane Trester of the Fatal Reserve.
Do I have a... Okay. Because of how they responded, like, is there anything else? Like, is it... Is there any, like, presence or any... Sentience?
No sentience or anything like that. No. There's no like nefarious vibe coming off of it. It looks very intimidating and scary because it's like double bladed and serrated.
Mm-hmm.
And it just looks like a weapon of war.
Yeah.
But nothing beyond that. No metaphysical or magical eminence from it.
Okay.
What do you move on to next?
Let's look at those dual
rapiers.
Mm-hmm. Rapiers. Yeah.
Okay. As you identify the rapiers, these are actually surprisingly simple. They're simple. Each one is just a +1 rapier.
Huh.
What do you move on to next?
The armor.
The armor. The armor is +2 studded leather of necrotic resistance.
Oh.
So it's like intricately designed, like kind of a deep. Like a deep purple, almost so purple that it's black.
Ooh.
Just very like dark and incredibly well just like oiled and well fitted. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is. It has an element of it that resists death. And it does have a +2 bonus to it.
Wow.
So studded leather is 12, mm-hmm. and then you add your dex mod, so this is 14, and then you add your dex mod, and that determines your armor class.
Got it.
What do you do next?
So we have the rapiers,
there's a bow.
Oh, the recurve. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that.
So this also belonged to Fane. You didn't see him use it, but this is a toxic short bow. This recurve short bow is crafted from a deep wood with striations of bright green running through the grain. The string of the bow appears to glow with the faintest sickly green and has the following properties. The base damage die for this short bow is a D8, much like a longbow, and you have a +2 bonus to attack and damage rolls made with this magic weapon. On a hit, the bow deals an additional 2d6 poison damage.
Jesus.
Wow.
Wow.
You're
gonna need more d6s.
Heavy hitting. That's gonna be a fun sneak attack roll.
So that is that, and then I believe that's
Everything.
Two potions, right? Or do we need to identify those?
They are both potions of supreme healing.
Dude, let's go. That's the big guy.
They're big boys.
Okay.
Vossen didn't, like, you brought him from, I think, like 90 some HP to zero on your turn, so he'd never had a chance to drink.
He thought he was gonna be good.
He really did, though.
He miscalculated.
He did believe he was gonna be okay, at least long enough.
Wow, it's almost like a lot of these things are gonna help Seeker.
Right. Yeah.
And then,
I guess that makes sense that they're mostly Thane's stuff, and he was a roguey boy.
Fane and Vossen were the fighter and the rogue in the party.
So,
were the rapiers Vossen's?
They were both his. Yeah, it's surprisingly simple. You actually, I feel like maybe it was almost like, oh, these are gonna be cool, and it's like, wait,
Vossen doesn't need cool shit. Yeah. He's cool.
He's just cool. Cool. Cool
stuff, yeah. Again, overconfident.
Got wrecked.
But that is everything that was recovered off of those two members of the Fatal Reserve.
Okay.
But, Seeker, as you finish identifying those items, you kind of come up after taking in all of the magic, and we will find out how you distribute them and what you do with them next time when we come back. Thank you all very much for watching. Thank you, guys. And we'll catch you next time. Bye, nerds!
Bye, nerds! Awesome. I gotta go to my house so I can put some money in my bank.
Yeah. Because you need more.
Hey, nerds. Devin here. If you're enjoying Venture Forth, please like, follow, and subscribe on whatever platform you're using, and make sure to tell your friends. If you're interested in going the extra mile, please check out our Patreon link in our description to support the show and get access to exclusive bonus content. Bye, nerds.